Now, the four-minute difference that's mentioned here on this slide refers to the fact that since the orbits are measured in sidereal or star time, that's different than solar time, that actually a satellite would find its way back to exactly the same position that it was in the sky the previous day, but it would be 3 minutes and 56 seconds earlier, or 4 minutes earlier on the solar time scale. So if one was measuring a particular constellation and wanted to return back to the same constellation on the next day, it's good to be there 3 minutes and 56 seconds earlier to see the same constellation. This, of course, is the difference because of the difference between solar and sidereal time. Now, the constellation that exists satisfies many of the design characteristics that were required by the Department of Defense. It covers the entire Earth with the fewest number of satellites, and because the orbits are so high, at 20,000 kilometers, the effects of gravitational and atmospheric drag are minimized.